On May 4th, 1970, hundreds of students were protesting the Vietnam War at Kent State University. The National Guard tried to disperse the crowd, but were met with resistance. Things escalated, and four students were shot and killed. This was rightfully memorialized as an overreach of power, but things have since changed in America. On January 6th, 2021, during perhaps the biggest peaceful protest of American history, the FBI instigated violence. Things escalated, and four people died, including Ashley Babbitt, an unarmed Air Force veteran who was executed for climbing through a window. There were no rock anthems composed to memorialize her death. Instead, her killer was celebrated on TV. The almighty self-righteous liberal now celebrates tyranny. And after pretending that violent mobs burning down cities for an entire summer is peaceful, they pretend that the American patriots at the Capitol on January 6th are terrorists. And they pretend that the violent masked group Antifa does not exist. Antifa has been used regularly to silence, intimidate, and violently attack peaceful protesters, including women, children, and the elderly. And because the police have proven to be nothing but tyrants, allowing all this to happen, a group of patriotic Americans known as the Proud Boys did the right thing and attempted to protect and defend their fellow man from a criminal government, including Army veteran Joe Biggs.
People always ask, why do we come? My question is, why don't more people come here? There's a lot of bad shit that's been going on. It's been 100 plus days of violence and riots, assaulting police officers, killing people, executing people. We don't like seeing that, you know? I want everyone to learn how to get along. And like today, as much as I do not like Antifa, I don't want any of those guys to get hurt. I want everyone to be able to go home. I disagree with them, but we should be able to disagree and keep our hands to ourselves.
Because the police have done nothing while innocent lives have been taken by government proxy groups, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, the Proud Boys stood up to exercise our God-given right under natural law, self-defense. And because the brainwashed masses have fallen into complete submission to the corrupt system, a new precedent is now being set that will forever change this country, strip us of our First Amendment, and further enslave us all. Joe Biggs, along with four other members of the Proud Boys, are now being tried for sedition and face up to 20 years in prison. Court reporter Alicia Powell was there to witness the lead prosecutor accusing the defense of being racist, and nearly every potential jury member has rallied for Black Lives Matter and supports Antifa. A former CIA operative has also been qualified for the jury. These political prisoners have been rotting in an American gulag for a year. Some are being starved and drugged, and our so-called leadership does absolutely nothing. The trial is set for next week. The current state of justice in America is a complete abomination, a system comprised of criminals and whores. May God bless America, because we need a miracle. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees. Go to reesreport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me at rockfin.com for exclusive content.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. and never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.